Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Praise the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? You know, I was thinking as they were worshiping the Lord, sharing in Lamont tonight about that song about how's it go? I long to know, or will never know, how much it cost to see my sins upon the cross. I always change that to I long to know how much. And then they came up with one day I'll know. And man, that blessed me. I like that. I believe that when the early believers, whenever they sang something about Jesus being alive, like, you know, my Redeemer lives, we were singing that, boy, that meant something to them because they had seen Jesus dead and they saw him raised from the dead. And, you know, it's just as pertinent for us today. It's just that sometimes it becomes old hat. We don't think about it. But, man, what a great truth. That we aren't here talking about somebody who just lived 2,000 years ago and using him as a role model. He's alive. He's here with us tonight. Jesus is here. I was talking to a man on the airplane last week, and he was asking, how do you know that what you're saying is right? And I said, well, this isn't the only reason, but just like Jesus, they grilled him about what authority do you have? And he says, the works that I do, they declare who I am. They show this. And he says, if you don't believe me because I say it, believe the works. And you know what? One of the ways that we know that Jesus is alive and that we just aren't, you know, saying things is because of these miracles. People coming out of wheelchairs, people being healed of cancer, people being delivered from drugs, lives being changed. Man, Jesus is alive and well. And he wants to make us alive and well. He wants it more than we want it. The problem is we get in the way. Our religious traditions and doctrines of men hinder us. And this is what I've been countering some things this week. And tonight I'm going to share something with you that if you can get this, this will transform your life. If you've missed any of the sessions that we've had up to now, I encourage you to please go get those CDs or DVDs. You need to get this in its context to get the full impact. Let me real quickly just go back over some things. I was talking about that God gave us authority. He told us to do certain things, such as in James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. God gave you authority over the devil, and if you don't resist, the word resist means to actively fight against, Satan won't flee. You can't ask God to get the devil off of your back. He gave you authority, and if you don't resist the devil, he won't flee. And I believe that this is why so many people believe that God can do anything. They believe that he has superior power over the devil, over sickness, over cancer, over poverty, over depression. They believe that the power is there. If somebody was to stand up here and give a testimony, you would rejoice and say, oh yes, I believe that. And yet most people don't experience it because they don't take any authority. They believe that God has this power out there in heaven. And somehow or another, we got to pray and get our prayers through to God. You'll hear people say things like, your prayer didn't get above the ceiling. You don't need your prayer to get above your nose. God's not out there. He's in here. That's the reason you bow your head when you pray, so you can look at God. Say, Father, he's here. This whole concept of we've got to get God to stretch forth his hand and rend the heavens and come down is a concept that doesn't understand that Jesus forever reconciled man to God. And he has given us power and authority. He said that he gave you power over all of the power and the authority of the devil. And we can heal people and cast out devils. And he commanded us, you heal the sick. He didn't tell us to pray for the sick to be healed. He told us to heal the sick. It's not our human power, but it's our godly spiritual power that has been given to us. It's in us. This is what we've been talking about. And I tell you, this is super important that you understand. God placed his power on the inside of you. And the way that the church is basically approaching God is that we are nothing, we have nothing, we can do nothing. Oh God, we just look to you and ask you to move. That's an insult to Jesus. Jesus said He has made you the light of the world. Of course, it's His light in us, but that light is in us. We are the light of the world, is what the Scripture says. We are the hope of the world, not us by ourselves, God in us. And we've got to start taking that authority. And instead of asking God to do what He told us to do, we've got to take our authority and speak and command healing. Command people to be healed. Command depression and discouragement to go and do these things. And so we talked about all that. This morning I was talking about how that God gave authority over this earth to people that have physical bodies. Satan didn't have a physical body, so he couldn't come and just steamroll people and take the control of this world. That's the reason that in Genesis chapter 3, he had to enter into a snake, and he came and he enticed them. He entered into the most subtle animal, not the biggest, strongest animal, not the most intimidating animal, but the most cunning animal, the most sly and deceptive animal. He entered into the snake and tempted Adam and Eve. He had no power to force them to do anything. And what I want to do tonight is to amplify on this and to make an application of this to your life. And if you can understand what I'm talking about, this will revolutionize the way you relate to God. This is a concept that most people don't have. And I tell you, it'll make a huge, huge difference. Let me go back and just reference a couple of things I said this morning. In Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 through 28, the Lord said, "Let us make man in our own image. And let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over all of these things." And He said, let them have dominion. Then in verse 28, He again emphasized, you have dominion and do this. God releases His power. You know, I'm saying some things very quickly, but this is really important what I'm saying. These are absolutes about God that most people don't understand. And people just skip over this. It's important that you get this, but I haven't got time to expand on it probably the way I should. But when God created the heavens and the earth, we use analogies and say He reached down with His hand and scooped up this and did this. In reality, He spoke everything into existence. God said, let there be light. God said, let the earth bring forth. God said, let us create man. God created everything that He does through words. Words are the creative force that created everything natural. Words are the parent force, and everything created responds to the Creator through words. That is powerful. That went right over a lot of people's heads, because to most of us, words don't mean very much. You hear so many words, and man, one time I was saying something to my kids and I was reproving them for lying. And I said, you know where liars go? And they said, to the White House. They actually did that. That's a shame, but there's more truth to that than you'd like to admit. And to, you know, words just don't mean a lot to a lot of people. And they just, it depends on what the definition of is. Things like that. So we have had our hearts deadened and blunted towards the importance of words. But man, God never violates a word. He created this world by words. And Psalms chapter 89, verse 34 says, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that has gone forth out of my lips. When God says something, it's covenant. It's a bond to Him. Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3 says that He upholds all things by the word of His power. If He ever broke His word, the universe would self-destruct, because it was created by words and it is held together by words. So God never violates words. And when He said, you have dominion, God gave the control of this earth to men. And even though He never intended for us to yield it to the devil, He wouldn't come down and just say, whoops, King's X, time's out, that's not what I intended, I take this power back. No, He didn't put any qualifications on it. He didn't say, as long as you do what I tell you to do, you can have dominion on this earth. No, He gave mankind dominion without any qualifications whatsoever. Now that is significant. And here, there's many things. This is a truth that if you were to meditate on that, it would change your understanding in a lot of areas. But here's the application that I'm wanting to make tonight. It's Jesus revealed this to us when he was here on the earth. He said in John 4:24, he says, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit, and he gave control of this earth to human beings, people with physical bodies. Now, in a sense, what this did was take God out of the loop. God is a spirit, and as a spirit, he did not have the authority to come down here and intervene in the affairs of men. Now see, this is a new wrinkle in some people's brain. Because again, most people just think, now wait a minute, God does whatever he wants to. That is not true. If God did whatever he wanted to, every one of you in here would be absolutely perfectly well. We saw that through Jesus. Jesus went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil. You know, we've seen some great healings happen, and I praise God for it. We're getting stronger. We're seeing more and more and more happen. But you know, we haven't seen every single person healed. If things aren't working as well as they should, and you know why? Because God isn't doing it directly. He has to flow through people. And we are the only dirt he has available to work through. I have to tell people all of the time that if Jesus was ministering directly to you, he would do better than I'm doing. I'm better than I used to be. I'm not condemned and I'm not discouraged, but I'm also not deceived into thinking I'm manifesting everything perfectly the way I should. I haven't arrived, but I've left. But see, God doesn't have freedom to just move in your life. This is a mistake that people make. They think if God wanted to, God could just heal my daughter. He could heal this child. He could do this if he wanted to. That's not true.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Believer's Authority. The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to encourage you to call into our helpline. And you can not only get these products, which I really encourage you to do, because they'd be good for you, and it'd also be a great way for you to share these truths with someone else. So please get the products, but also these people that answer the phones are some super people, some very mature Christians. We get compliments and comments constantly from people who call in that they have never had the compassion, the love, the power of God demonstrated like through our helpline. You would really be blessed. So if this has touched you and you'd like some prayer or ministry, please call and remember to get these products.